Welcome to Dungeon Delve, a podcast from Dungeons & Dragons featuring live play D&D adventures in convenient audio form. I'm Chris Perkins, Dungeon Master to the Stars and Principal Story Designer for D&D. The language and situations in this podcast may not be appropriate for everyone. And by everyone, I mean everyone. For the 9th adventure of Acquisitions Incorporated, the gang makes its way to Baldur's Gate to set up a new franchise office during episodes 34 through 38 of Dungeon Delve. But there are a few problems, not the least of which are an annoying servant named Jeff, a troll, and a few dozen Flaming Fist mercenaries. Once all that is dealt with, sort of, in the first session at PAX East 2015, the action moves to the Underdark for PAX Prime. There, the team meets a drow outcast and his panther companion at an inn made out of the remains of a huge purple worm.
And thus his friendship with Patrick was ended.
Brief aside, Viari, it seems that the reality is that this thing is actually like right in front of you. It's like 10 feet away. You need to drive this, and you need to train its beam on this other smaller beholder.
Beholder versus beholder.
Yeah, BBB.
You said I wasn't allowed to drive the beholder. You said it was an insurance thing.
I said that you were not allowed to drive it. During a period of time where it would not have been convenient for me for you to do that.
Oh.
That's fair.
But this is not the same situation.
No, it's a different situation.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys are going to back me up on it.
Absolutely.
Can we assume that you gave me the keys earlier?
I'll throw them up from there. It's a remote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
It's a dongle.
It's a push button. Yeah, it's just a dongle. Yeah, it's a BMW beholder.
Okay. Yeah, I'll totally jump in. All these the treasure's all in there, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Except for a few.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, pretty much most of it.
Tune in next year.
90% of it. Yeah, so you start running for the device and... God damn it. One of the gargoyles say, "I thought bards were supposed to sing."
"Huh, I thought they were supposed to be instrumental."
What? Where is this coming from?
It's pure beef.
Yeah.
And that's when you realize that somebody has closed the hatch. And it's, like, not opening.
Is this something that could be solved by, say, picking a lock?
Yeah, you think so.
And then I will try that.
Ooh.
No, hold on. What is this sleight of hand? What?
Sorry, no, this is just a dexterity check. So it's just plus four.
Yeah, it's plus only four. 18.
18.
So, question for you, Omen. What quality locks do you put on things that carry, like the Acquisitions Incorporated branded locks?
I don't want to give you ideas, but you have to remember that the modifications were done by Drawn Enterprises.
That's fair.
And so it's less of a lock, really, as a countermeasure.
So
that
knowing your older sister Auspicia as well as you do you think that she is the type of person / business entrepreneur who buys shoddy locks? Average locks or exceptional locks?
She buys average locks, I would guess. I mean, I don't know her super well, but
the locks that she buys are of such exquisite manufacture that they stand on their own in museums. The locks are indistinguishable from art.
You fail.
Say they're bad locks.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
You say shitty locks.
Shitty locks, man. It's that easy. And then we have a beholder robot.
Yeah, when you sort of like come out from underneath the vessel, you can see looking at you through the big glass eye.
Oh, I do not get in front of that.
Oh, of course not.
I see that and I go, oh, that is...
That lock.
That's a
one tear.
One tier. Single tier for the quality of this lock.
You try to kiss the lock. Yeah. I'm not even mad.
And then I go, it's not me in the beholder.
Who is in the beholder?
Is it the cat?
Yes.
What? That Mr. Snively is fucking, there's a cat in charge of this.
You can see it through the window.
Thing.
Sort of like, it's like fisheye lens enlarged.
Does he have his little paws on the controls?
Yeah. It's just kind of like walking around among the controls.
Oh, he's not
hitting
like
stuff with his
driving
tail.
It.
No, he's not like this.
Oh, okay. My God.
Wow.
All right. But I'm just saying, think about the types of advanced weaponry you would leave in the paws of a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a short list.
Yeah.
It's a short list.
All those disintegrations beam, and then it would chase the disintegration
beam. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Running after
it
them.
It would never end.
We're not talking about a genius animal.
No.
Jim,
all right.
Don't tell Omen, but I left a mug of ale next to the keyboard. And if that fucking cat
knocks it over,
knocks that goddamn thing over, I'm gonna beat some deep shit.
Beholder sort of flies under the bridge. Over here, looks around, says something completely unintelligible, looks down at Jim,
yeah.
And oh then God. Starts to fly off toward the pool.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, maybe he's here for a completely other reason.
He's just here to swim.
Maybe he's gonna try to get funky with the...
Maybe.
And as it drifts over the pool, it catches sight of this big, gigantic beholder machine and hits it with its anti-magic ray. And the whole beholder machine falls down on you.
Well, I was not.
Didn't you just tell me you were underneath it?
Oh, no. By the path. The port is in the back.
That is gonna sting.
It falls down and rolls
and
on
back.
You.
And this is the one. This
Dude,
is the
this
one
is
that
the
I
one,
blow.
Right? We are talking about some evasion shit.
Yep.
We are talking about the real deal. So, so what's he looking for?
D4.
D4? Is this a saving throw?
No.
This is a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
D4. Thank you very much,
Crowley. Thank you. I will take that D4.
D4.
Oh, my God.
So, 12.
Oh, shit.
12?
All right. The thing goes...
So you have evasion. Is that you take half damage and you save for none?
For right? A musician, he sounds kind of flat.
Oh God! Here to see it.
I'm assuming when it first landed, it landed on my cape and then I tried to dodge and that's what did it.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
It's like the end of
the way that I always wanted to go.
But for real,
run
though,
to
on
the
your
side.
Evasion,
yeah, you just
you
run to the side.
Just
run to the
side.
You
save for none? Is that
I do have evasion.
Yeah. You do have evasion.
You just run to the side.
So right, I take half lethal damage, probably.
Nice. Half infinite lethal. Damage. That's great.
Wow.
So only one infinity. Nice.
How much do I take?
Let me roll the damages here.
All damage.
All of it, yeah.
He's still rolling dice.
We have a couple dice.
He needs to go get more dice.
We go to the Chessex booth.
Yeah.
And just dump the tray out.
I don't have a ton of dice, so I'm just going to multiply the result by 10, if that's okay with you.
Who do you think they'll get to play with us next year? Like Vin Diesel.
Oh,
or,
that would be awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
So you take 240 points of damage.
What? That's
so
dead.
I'm sorry,
how much?
That, right?
You get half of that, so that's 120.
Oh, okay. Yeah, still just dead.
Now, I have Uncanny Dodge.
Yes.
Which I can use once per round.
Yes.
Can I use that in combination with my evasion?
No.
I did not think so, but I wanted to try.
Absolutely. Any other tricks up your sleeve?
I have a lot of rope. I brought extra rope.
Hold on. Do I see it? I see it hit, and yeah. there's a split second before it rolls onto him, right?
Right.
Can I?
There's that Wile E. Coyote moment where you see the shadow fall on top of him. And then, yeah.
Can I, just because they're the closest, can I transpose him and the fish guy? He may not be able to resist. Yeah, he does. He can't stop it. I mean, he's goofed.
I like the fish guy, though.
I like him, too, but he's not going to stop me from transporting him.
Yes, you absolutely can. So, you're going to transpose
him? Yeah, I just...
Okay.
Yeah, what about the teleportation? Well, he said it might interfere with it. Also, shut up. But I can still try.
I had not forgotten.
I can still try.
So, the spell half works. You get Viari out from underneath.
Okay.
I would like you to roll randomly to determine what creature gets teleported in his place.
God damn it, Jim! God damn it! Hold on!
Hold on.
What do you want me to roll?
Roll a d20.
Okay.
If you roll a 20, something really bad will happen.
It's 15.
Actually, that's...
So start counting back, yeah, right?
Yep, hold on.
So fish guy, Viari.
One, two, three. The beholder. No damage for you.
You're
240
welcome.
Damage for the beholder. You see ice stalks just sort of... Yes!
This guy's
You have your own announcer.
So far, the Underdark, not great.
That is exactly how I planned for that spell to work, just as a quick heads up.
We'll just put this. Nope.
Oh, no.
Can't do that. But now it's angry, so now it's...
Yeah.
Red Eye. Oh. Is the cat okay?
Oh!
Yeah, he's fine.
Landed right on his feet.
All right, Jim. Left.
That's some good work, Jim.
Thanks.
Binwin.
Yes!
Own this house.
I what?
Own this house. Take it.
Who's left?
Do what you do.
What's left?
Build a fucking wall in front of me. I can't see a goddamn... Oh.
Yeah. I don't see any foes.
There's no foes.
Who do I foe?
Wasn't there a third one of these? Where did it go?
No, he ate them.
There was just the two.
He ate them up.
But I'm glad you asked.
No.
Give me a foe. Who dat?
Look who it is.
You see.
Oh, shit, he's nuts.
On
he's
the
gone
bridge.
Fucking nuts from the goddamn spores.
Leaping up onto the bridge, you see a dark elf with two scimitars.
He's lost down here because he's nuts.
We have to fight him?
He's lost down here because he's fucking batshit crazy off of the mushrooms.
He looks batshit crazy. He looks like he was hunting a beholder and some motherfucker just killed it.
No. I'm not even fighting Drist O'Durden. That's not happening.
Drist O'Durden is the Irish.
I like him.
Yeah.
Drist O'Durden?
Different guy. Not the same guy.
Oh, it's Drist O'Durden.
Don't you know?
Don't you know? With my twin shillelaghs.
Maybe being crazy makes him less, like, powerful.
Yeah, sure. All right. Let's see if that works out.
Maybe. Is there still subduing damage?
No.
No, I'm fucking killing this guy.
But you can, when somebody drops to zero, you can choose.
I'm gonna
not
fucking
to
kill this guy.
Kill them.
And then Bob Salvatore will have to come up with a new fucking character.
said,
please don't be watching this, Bob. whose turn is it?
Yours.
Well, I can't climb all the way up there in one move, so I'll just jeté up the rock a bit. How far can I get?
How far would you like to get?
This is so sad to watch that.
Now, okay, there's two ways to go.
Yeah.
I can be afraid of them.
You can face your fear.
I can just go balls
and
deep.
And be transformed into a liquid.
And what, try to hit him with an axe?
Fuck yeah. You only fucking been once. Available on a t-shirt.
Do we see his...
At the Table Titans booth in the atrium. Come see
his magic cat around anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay. I run as far as I run as close to
Surge.
Fuck yeah.
So from here, you can probably get to
step one, here. Rage out.
Yeah.
Honestly, even if you die, what a way to go out.
That's the way you want to go.
And you know, you want to be on the bridge. I bet you could go right up the side.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Right up the steps.
Yep.
You're a dwarf climbing rocks.
Climbing rocks?
Is like,
that's your backyard,
fuck.
Right?
Not
there.
Even.
You're part rock.
Right up here?
On your mother's side.
Want this?
Yeah.
Right next to him, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yeah, that will piss him off.
One attack, just cut the bridge, and then just fucking kill him in midair.
I have a brilliant idea, guys. Just fucking came to me. I cut the bridge.
No, it doesn't.
Fuck what? It comes off.
No, it doesn't.
The bridge goes down.
Knock it off.
You see Dritzt hang there.
Over. God damn it.
And he just looks at you.
This is the most badass shit that has ever happened.
Literally levitating in the air.
What is it like that Wile E. Coyote, until he looks down, he
no,
won't
no.
fall?
I think, no,
no.
No.
No, he just doesn't need to stand on things.
He has boots of I don't give a shit.
He gives you a wicked smile.
All right.
But it's not his turn, so that's all he does.
You could totally tackle that
he
bitch
does that
out of
for
the air.
Free.
Tackle, yeah. Oh, jump, you can jump. Get there. Jump, bear him to the ground.
Throwing axes.
Hey.
You just throw your, oh shit.
I have throwing axes.
Yes, he does.
I can't wait to see
this.
How about
it?
You paid for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge of it. Bronze Bottom, Duerden. This Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Tonight.
No, it's Friday.
Free nachos.
Yes.
Whoa. Good job.
Plus 7.
Yes, that's a hit.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it's a hit. New York bestsellers list my ass. No. It's 19, 22, 23, 24.
Only 24?
That's another attack roll you're
yeah.
making? Okay, that's also a hit. Damages!
Seriously though, you couldn't say that you hit him.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia!
Yeah.
Okay, so each of these is a d6 plus 4. So 6, 7, plus... Here's this fucking 7 plus something again.
You get hung up on the 7s.
7 plus 6, that's
your finger,
like
that's
13.
Yeah.
Papa, can you hear me? All right.
He's up there just crying right now.
Yeah.
My
oh,
boy.
Wait. Fuck it. Oh, no. Wait, did my movement up there take an action surge?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
For you from there
yeah.
to there, action surge.
All
totally.
Right, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you did your attacks. You did your 3 attacks.
Yes. Right? Extra attack.
Yeah, two of your
take,
axes
attack,
go winging
action.
By him, and you can see blood two. Trailing
just
behind
hold
them.
Hold him up there
second.
For you.
Feet.
Forever? Sure.
He's bleeding
Tavern
now.
Brawler? No? Okay.
All right.
Wait!
What?
It's plus 4 to each hit, because I was raging.
Okay, very good.
Good job.
I know that somewhere right now Mike Failauer is going, plus two, you're raging!
A black mass, a shape that's indistinct, leaps out of the darkness at Binwin.
Yeah.
And just takes him off his perch. Or tries to.
Oh, shit. It's that cat.
Cat style.
I
never go into the Underdark without a cat.
He just fucking manimaled me.
22. It's your 17.
Little hit.
Yeah. The claws do 12.
Jeez.
That's fine.
That's way cooler than my owlbear.
Maybe he wants to trade. You need to stick the owlbear on his cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fails.
It rolled a 25.
Fuck.
Jeez.
And does 18. And I'd like you to make a contested strength check.
Against wrestling this cat.
Against the 600-pound panther.
No, I've dodged it.
He has his own panther.
600?
It is 600 pounds.
Magically
That's
heavy.
That's cannon.
Is all this cannon, though? Like, if you say it, it's cannon. That's how it works.
Why wouldn't it be?
So I make a strength save?
Yeah.
So I roll a d20 and I add...
You know what's cannon? This
plus
guy...
Plus 4 saving throw.
As a Lord of Waterdeep.
He's a Lord of Waterdeep.
Yeah. Right?
And he's in the next Ed Greenwood novel.
For real?
Wow.
Yeah.
Omen. Oh. Hey, but don't forget your plus four on your.
I don't want to step on your
plus
moment.
Plus 1d4 on your.
I've got it.
Okay.
So 18 plus 7 plus 2 is my roll.
Wow.
Okay. That's a lot.
You are locked in a death struggle up here with the
with
cat.
With this evil cat.
Fuck yeah. Shades drop. Smoke weed
Hell
every
yes.
day.
No, they come down, but they come down from the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It takes 2 weeks.
Na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay, that is Binwin's mighty turn.
Yes.
That takes us to the Kuo-Toa, who just does his crazy-ass thing.
I love
He comes
that
over to you, Viari, again, and does a little dance around you.
I'm not playing.
He's in the bottom lane, just doing siege damage.
Yeah.
Not paying attention to objectives.
No. He's not going back to the shop.
What's her face? Danielle will fire her crossbow bolt at the Kuo-Toa.
No!
What? No! Stop!
No.
Killing it.
No! What?
I'd given him a name and a backstory.
I flush it down a magic toilet.
You conjure a toilet.
Yeah, conjure a toilet.
And then flush the Kuo-Toa.
Because it was your idea to cut the rope bridge.
Yeah, my
idea.
I'm giving you inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
You can share it around if you want. All right.
Yeah, use it before you're deveined by this cat.
You want me to snap a picture of this? It's pretty epic over here. I don't have my phone. You want me to?
Oh, you want my phone?
Viari, I'll take this over briefly because it's your turn.
Yeah.
Oh, my turn.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in mourning.
Yeah. You can mourn with your bonus action. You need to get to fucking work.
So he's up there mid-air?
Yeah, he's just levitating right there.
There's no way I can get up there in time. I'm assuming.
No, hold on. We are talking about a situation. But, dude, I'm saying that you jump up on chandelier-type shit all the time. We're talking about what is essentially a living chandelier. Like, this is your natural enemy. This is your natural enemy.
That's true.
You get to fight a chandelier now.
I will get as far up there as you will let me.
Wow.
What
an offer.
This ball's out of control.
God damn it.
I mean, you can see the arc, right? Like, this is some Tony Hawk shit. Like, boop, bop. Onto the sign,
grind off
the fucking.
If you can get up to the sign,
worm.
That will help.
Ollie off a dritz.
Yeah.
Air to fakey.
Kick flip.
How many acrobatic rolls would you like?
Let's say 2.
Okay. First one.
Oof.
25.
Nice.
Excellent.
Good.
That's where it starts.
Now off the sign.
Off the sign.
Ooh.
Ah. Oh.
12.
I give you inspiration.
12.
Oh, no.
I got it.
Wait, do you need it?
Inspiration.
I'm not proud of that.
No, this skull. Take this skull from our friend Binwin.
Well, you might need that. The panther is like all over
you. I got the panther.
You sure?
Yeah.
Give me that. Give me that. Bam. $23.
Yes.
Now that you have this living chandelier, what will you do?
Well, first things first, are you actually trying to grab onto him, or are you just kind of hit him as you go by kind of deal?
Truthfully,
like, what's the...
I didn't have a good plan.
I didn't really think it out when I jumped.
I hadn't thought that far. I can't feel good about stabbing Drizzt with the apocalypse dagger with the... No! You don't kill another author's character.
It simply isn't done.
Very gauche.
That is going to make the Hugo's super awkward.
I'm going to try to, like, bear him to the ground. Like, I want to grab hold of him, and he is on the bottom.
Well, the good news is his levitation can only support one. So when you grab onto him, you both go down. And there's like this slow motion fall where like you're on the bottom and then he's on the bottom and then you're on the bottom and then he's on the bottom.
I had a dream like this once.
was Drizzt in the dream?
It was a dream about this. But there was a lot of topping and bottoming.
Yeah, yeah. Say no more.
This guy's like
Drizzt category on you.
What's the difference between that guy and a flump?
I don't know.
Did you just crack yourself up before you even did the joke?
One's a spineless gas bag, and the other's a flump.
Jesus.
All right, you land on top of Drizzt.
Just like the gypsy woman said.
That's shit.
That is the best joke of the evening.
You both take 6 points of damage from the fall.
Nice.
Are you hurt, Jim?
Am I hurt?
Yeah.
No, I haven't been touched.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I mean, except for the mind flaying, I guess. But that didn't deal any damage.
Okay. Omen.
Not physically.
No.
Tis your turn.
Oh, man, I didn't think any farther than getting him on the ground. He's going to just molest.
Oh, he's going to murder you, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice run, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get where I can see the fight.
VR, it's just a matter of knowing which number of Gilligan pans to the head snaps him out of the trance.
So I get up where I can see both the panther and the this... Whatever is happening with the two of them.
It's tender. Yeah.
It's
pretty intimate.
Oh, yeah, everybody's having a good time, obviously.
What?
I am going to cast Prayer of Healing, a second level spell, but I'm going to cast it at third level to get a bonus 1d8 of healing. Mm. And it heals multiple targets. So I'm going to catch Viari.
Yeah.
He's just a scratch, but you're boned, right?
I mean,
he's taking some damage.
I'm down to half.
Okay. Well, you're going to need all of that. So.
But I ain't scared.
All right.
That's your half?
Ho, ho, ho. Eight and five.
Oh, nicely done.
21, 24 points to both of you.
Thanks.
Well done. A big heal.
Thank you, sir.
The healthcare policy here is very good. I do want to say.
That's the one thing we have going.
After
it's hands-on.
After Omen does his heal, you're sort of enjoying the wellspring of
afterglow.
And you see, you're kind of in the dark a little bit.
It's mood lighting, really.
It is mood lighting, yes. Suddenly, Drizzt isn't there anymore. He's like... gotten away or run away or turned into shadow or God knows what. But he's gone.
Huh.
Well, that's that dealt with then.
And he's behind
Omen.
We're
supposed to find him.
Oh.
Whoa.
And he's what?
He's behind Omen.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Can you slide him behind
me? Oh, he can teleport. That's cool.
Excusez-moi. Weren't we told that this area was a teleport adverse?
He did not teleport.
Thick.
He moved blindingly fast.
Jeez.
Damn.
That's called fucking teleporting.
Omen.
Yes.
Is your AC 38 or less?
It's 39.
I'm sorry, my math is wrong. 33 or less.
Get in the beholder. Get in the beholder.
I get hurt really bad.
He impales you with one of his scimitars for 25 points of damage.
Yes, that's not a huge surprise to me. 25 points?
25.
Minus 3 physical damage, heavy armor master, motherfucker. So, you know. Oh, fuck. So 22, right?
Yeah.
Was that all of his attacks combined?
Yeah,
no,
and he can't attack anymore. So
I from what I understand,
why would you ask?
Because behold, he has another sword.
Yeah, he's got two.
Yeah. I've seen the cover of the book.
Yeah.
That he slides into your cleric like a sheath.
Whoa.
This one he rolled a big number.
Yeah. Man, that two weapon shit is such bullshit. That's such a munchkin.
I'm just going to just sit here and just fucking take my medicine. Just tell me the number.
This isn't so bad. This is 22 points of damage.
Oh.
How you doing?
Are you alive? Jeez.
It's just like a fingernail inside some chainmail. That's what's left.
You see two blades coming out of your chest, which is kind of a novelty for you. You've never seen that before. But then they disappear suddenly. They just sort of slide back into your chest.
Well, is that good or bad? I mean, I don't know. At that point.
Now, these, if I remember the books correctly, not that I read them a bunch of times or anything, one of these is on fire, right? And the other one is...
What are you doing?
Shut up!
What are you doing?
We
all know about the fucking swords.
I just wanted to picture it accurately.
Yeah. Well. So it wasn't on fire when it went in to him, but it does kind of light up as it's pulling
it's
out.
Cauterized,
and it's cauterized
so now I'm not
the
bleeding.
Wound.
That's great.
So it's not bleeding.
I bet you get a little healing from that.
This is a huge plus.
No healing.
No, it gets that delicious crust that you want on a mortal wound. You fucking piece of shit.
Thing when I read those books.
Oh my god, tell me about it.
Fire scimitar, ice scimitar.
That shit's hardcore.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
What's next is, it is...
Bleed to death.
Seriously,
dark
the
magic.
Other one is ice. Though.
Yeah.
Magic time.
Yeah. Do you have an anti-dritz spell?
No, don't have that one.
By the way, you were actually close enough, and you were close enough to see that you can see the madness in this dark elf's eyes. He is just completely consumed with the desire to kill everything he encounters.
Oh. Well, see, we were fucked anyway. I'm glad I
did
him.
I can go after the panther, Gwen, or I can go after him.
I've got the panther.
You have the panther?
I've got this panther.
Can I release the owlbear onto the panther and still attack Dritz?
Yes.
Okay, so I toss this owlbear statue, it tumbles a couple times, and then poof, owlbear.
It's like an owlbear grenade.
Yeah, and I say, hey, you're not the only one with a magical friend, okay?
Nice.
And I stick the owlbear on the panther.
Let me look up what a panther is real quick.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
This is so live.
Oh, Pikachu.
And
I choose you.
I don't know. I don't know exactly how this would work. Can I put him to sleep?
What, Drizzt?
Drizzt, yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Thank you.
That's got to go on the feed, kid.
All right. So,
I don't want to.
So sleep affects a certain number of hit points.
Right, and I mean, obviously he's got more hit points than...
Yeah, so you don't think that's going to be terribly effective.
Okay, that's what I was afraid of. Do I think that whatever is affecting him is magical in nature? Could I dispel it?
I'm curious.
Well, actually, the way
too.
The spell is written here, you roll a 5d8, and that determines how many hit points you affect. You're
Would
pretty sure
even
he's got
get,
more than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not going to get close, right?
He's got more than 5d8 hit points. What's 5 times 8?
Huge.
13.
I know it's not 13.
What do I think about the nature of the effect that is, you know, controlling it? Do I think 20, it's magical in nature? Is
30,
it
35, 40?
It's your best guess is it's similar to what you went through. It seems to be an onset of madness spread by something, and it can strike at any time. Anyone.
It's similar, but it's not evil.
It might be coming. Make a arcana check for me.
Okay. Yeah, we need data.
He's been watching
data.
Shit. He's been watching Fox News.
Oof, that's good.
I love it.
25.
Ooh, 25. You think that magical radiation, the Phaerseris, might be a conduit for some of the demonic chaos that has just been brought into the Underdark is seeping through this radiation and affecting everybody.
This is fixable exactly the
is
same
it?
Way I fixed
yeah.
you.
That's why that's why it worked on you, his protection
if
from evil
spell,
because
is, if
it's,
the radiation
the,
is
it's
the
demonic
conduit.
Madness coming through the radiation, that madness, because it's demonic,
we just got to get a...
is evil.
From
we
Minimus
just have to survive
here.
Until we get back to my turn.
Do you have a Dispel Magic? It might work.
I have Dispel Magic, but... I can't... I mean, can I dispel all the this whole magical effect
just,
in the entire
maybe
cave?
Just no. on him?
Why would you have Dispel Magic? Wouldn't you just disappear after you cast it?
It doesn't work that way, Scott.
You can only do it once, but it's a fucking great trick.
All right.
Everyone is impressed.
Yeah.
This is
It's probably better than trying to light him on fire, because that shit's
no,
gonna
I'm not
piss
gonna,
him
I'm
off.
Not gonna, I don't want to light
What's
him on fire.
What's he saying?
But
I can't hear him.
Is there something
I
can
know.
Do
I don't,
to...
I don't read ass cheeks.
I'm talking to my ass?
Now they're just getting mean.
I would try
yes,
to spell
they
magic.
Are. Like the Muppets.
You know what? I am going to... So I'm going to use Minor Conjuration.
Yes.
Not much.
So I can create a magical... whatever I want. And it's real. It's a real thing. I can just bring it into existence.
Sure.
And it glows. It's obviously magical. So all around him... he becomes bound by magical chains.
All right.
I mean, I just try to hold him until your turn.
Yeah.
He seems to be momentarily struck by the oddity of
that. That's cool.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything else you can do, or do you?
I could attack him, but I don't want to shoot him.
Okay.
Pussy. Who said that? Not cool.
Benwan.
Yeah.
Please.
Panther. Not that I haven't read the whole player's handbook, but I'm testing you. How long does rage last?
Oh, geez. Let me.
Is it more than one turn?
Yeah, actually, it's till the end of the encounter, I think.
Oh, shit.
And my owlbear is tearing into it.
Certain things could happen. Like, you could be knocked unconscious, say. You could be knocked to 0 HP.
I can rage sleep, though. I've done that.
Rage sleep?
I just fucking rage sleep. Fuck. This
if
guy,
anyone casts ennui on you, it automatically
borrow,
ends the rage.
I'm gonna borrow this. No, I'll do it one at a time.
For purposes of this game, it lasts until the rest of the game.
So, am I in a position to swing, or am I just trying to get ungrappled?
Oh, no, it's like in your face, but you're up and you're able
I'm swinging?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You haven't been knocked down.
All right, so first attack, 17 plus 7 plus 3?
Yep.
Good. Second attack, no.
Is it close?
To one.
Bonus action attack is crit.
A crit, wow. Uh-huh. A 1 and a 20.
So your
right
blade
off the
goes,
top rope, just like
your blade cuts through the cat, Yes. And the next thing you know, there is a small black figurine hurling through the air.
I put it in my pocket!
I catch it.
Dude, it would be awesome if we stole that fucking panther from you. I know.
If it's flying in the air over to me, I'm fucking catching it.
Well, let's see where it's flying. Let's say...
See where what's flying.
Is it flying towards Jim?
So it's either one,
it
two, three,
into Jim's
four.
Bags.
And the roll is one.
Oh.
So you're down there, and it just sort of falls.
Wow.
Is anybody watching me?
The finder's keepers, I mean.
Yeah.
No.
You have it now.
I am him.
You have Dritz's...
Oh my
panther.
God, I can't believe that you just broke that. I bet you that was really important to somebody.
He can't.
No.
All right.
Can you,
picture, can you picture R.A. Salvatore watching on Twitch going, what the fuck?
What are you doing? He's making calls to Watsy.
Hey, Salvador.
All right.
Thinking Quoth's going to get a companion animal now.
Yeah, it appears in your book.
Yeah. The panther disappears from that book, appears in this book.
The problem is the minute you throw that statue down, it's going to tear
you're
the
like,
shit out of you.
That's true.
Yeah.
Weak in the knees, staggering.
Well, no. I mean, there's blood coming out. Like, it's all over the teeth of this worm. I support Wyrum. Myself with one hand behind. I push myself back up off of the thing. He's totally nuts with madness. I say, Timora, goddess of luck. Imagine the tales they will tell when your champion has bested Driss Doerden. And then I just placid of face. I'm going to cast Protection from Evil and try to get the same result.
Okay.
Just to try to break that conduit to that demonic madness.
All right. Well done. You see the madness lifted from his eyes, and he just sort of collapses down onto the platform.
Get his autograph.
Under the weight of his...
I want you to sign my armor.
Under the weight of his chains, and you can see him just shaking his head, clearing the cobwebs.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't dispel the chains just yet.
Go back to the bag.
I got two new scimitars.
And you see Danielle. She is sort of coming up behind him.
She's lost her shit.
What?
Or she's
what's happening?
Just regular
Danielle
is coming up behind
Danielle
Dritz.
Is still in the middle of this shit.
Yeah. He did like stab you all the way.
Oh no, I'm hosed. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, she's kind of
she's
kind of justified
him?
In trying
to
kill
looks
this
like
or something.
Yeah, she. You see that?
If you let go of those chains, Dritz will take care of our problem.
Yeah, as soon as I see her approaching, I pop the chains off.
All right.
Go crazy, man.
Hey, it's like a Drider.
Drider.
All right. A Drider.
A Drider.
You see a flash of steel, and then another one, and then like six more. And like bits of Drider go everywhere.
Wow.
And then Danielle is just like gone.
That's a messy breakup.
Probably going in for a hug. That was her modus operandi.
I peek down at Dritz, and I look at him, I go, bitch killed your panther, dude.
I think it's time we got the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's good timing. Timing is everything in humor.
I love the gargoyles.
They were pretty great.
They were great.
Every game.
Good work, DM.
And we're done.
Was that it?
With Viari having Gwen?
Thanks for listening to Dungeon Delve. Congratulations! You made it! You get 1,000 XP. Let us know what you think on iTunes with a rating or a review, or by tweeting at wizards_DND. If it's a low review, don't bother posting it, don't be a dick. And if you want more D&D, subscribe to Dragon Talk, the official D&D podcast, or check out the Dragon Plus app on iOS, Android, or on the web at dragonmag.com. The adventure continues in the next episode of Dungeon Delve.